Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and over there is the handsome, talented, pretty Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast and the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's up?
Only my penis, because I can see you today. We are on Crappens on Demand today, doing a video recap of this here Real Housewives of Dallas recap. And So if you want that, go over to Patreon. Sign up for the Crappens on Demand level, okay? You'll have access to all of our videos and fun times, bonus episodes, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Today we are here with the Real Housewives of Dallas, Ben.
Wow. What a day. Still thoroughly enjoying this episode. Crappies are still up, by the way, for basically today. I think this is through January 28th, through midnight on January 28th, which we don't know if that really means it ends at midnight tonight or through tomorrow. But today is the last guaranteed day that they're up. So if you haven't watched the Crappies, you want to see them, you want to hear what all the hype is about, go check it out. Go to watchcrappens.com for that.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm scrolling to my notes.
I thought that was like an end scene. Okay. I was like, okay, all right. I was being quick.
If you need an end scene, there you go. I just pulled the lights.
I thought Ronnie was bringing out the TV's bloopers and practical jokes guys with their brooms.
More like a whammy. I'm like the little grumpy whammy guy coming across the screen. Like,
you're not a whammy.
I always wanted to play a whammy. That was my dream as a child. Well, one of my dreams as a child. I was like, I want to be on Broadway or be a whammy.
I wanted to be friends with Care Bears. I was gay at an early age.
And scene. That one was for your own good.
Thank you. That was a real and scene. So, still loving Dallas. I have to say, I think this production company, they know what they're doing, because they are making lots of fun out of really not a lot happening. This is a good tip, Atlanta and Orange County. This is, watch what's going on at Dallas, because not much has happened. They got onto a bus and they went to a vineyard today. That's literally all they did, and it was deeply entertaining. So the episode opened up at DeAndra's house.
It opened up with a bull, one of those bull statues wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah,
you're right. I was like, I love that the statues in Dallas are more responsible than the people that live in Dallas. Okay,
that's very true.
Thank you, bull. Thank you, you virtue signaling bull, right?
Yeah, you know what I call that bull? Full of bull, right? So we're still Leanne. The legacy of Leanne Locken continues on. So DeAndra's hungover after Carrie's birthday party. It's 11 a.m. And she's like, DeAndra wakes up and she's like, I'm going to call Carrie, which is actually all that we got.
I'm going to kill Carrie.
That makes so much more sense. I was like,
nobody,
what happened to the phone call?
Nobody but Capital One wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to call Carrie. Because you know Capital One will. They'll be like, where's our money, bitch? But no one else in the world wakes up like, you know what I need to do today? Call Carrie.
I know you're an idiot. Hello, it's Carrie here. Good morning, Carl. Stupid. Click.
I know someone who calls Carrie. Mall photographers. Carrie, you want to do another photo shoot? What are you thinking?
Yeah, Olin Glenn. It's Olin Glenn calling Carrie.
So then we see, I just wrote down Brandy with family.
Olin Mills.
I think it's Olin. I don't even know. Olin Mills sounds familiar, but Olin Glenn sounds like someone who would call Carrie. Hey, I got to call Carrie today. We're going to do another photo shoot. I got these great high-waisted jeans and a ruffly top for her.
Oh.
So then we have Brandy. I said Brandy with family being boring.
Yeah, pretty much. Brandy's like, Mommy stayed up really late last night, everybody. And her kids are like, you're stupid, you suck! Like setting her robe on fire and stuff. And then we go over to Cam's house, and she's like, Mommy had a really fun time, but I stayed up way past my bedtime. Do you know what happens when you stay up past your bedtime, Cruz? And he's like, cuckoo time! That's right.
And Cameron tells us that she started drinking tequila when she met Carrie. So then Stephanie comes over to Cameron's house, and Cameron's like, girl, I was spinning last night in my bed, like actually spinning. And for a moment I thought, is that terrible haunted doll under my bed again, causing me to spin around in circles?
That's so Cameron talk, because I thought she was saying, I was spooning. And when I'm in bed spooning, you know that's... I was like, poor Court. I'm drunk if I'm big spooning that little butt.
Can you spoon Court? Is Court spoonable? I feel like Court.
It's like one of those cup measure things where you've lost some of the cup measures. And so like half a cup is fitting in the two cup.
I was going to say he's just actual food in a spoon.
Oh, he's a little Lucky Charm in the spoon. Yeah. So she's like, my hangover trick? Oh, no, that's Stephanie, because Stephanie comes over. It's like, my hangover trick is to drink water with other people who are miserable, because misery loves company.
That's why I married Travis. So then we go over to Brandy, who's at Deandra's house, and she knocks on Deandra's door, and Deandra won't let her inside. Because she's like, you've been vacationing in Florida. Of course you can't come inside. I'm like, you realize you just got like drunk and wasted with this girl last night. We're like all like you were like millimeters from her face in the pool. Like, yeah. She can come inside at this point.
And Brandy's like, well, she might be a hypochondriac. I mean, if I had to pee, she'd probably make me go in her backyard, which I'm used to. Brandy's going too far between like sobby, quiet talking Brandy, who's really sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry, everybody. It's like, I'd pee in the bushes if she let me. Well, I need some in between there.
I feel like that's always Brandy, right?
She sees it like this, and she's like, dead to the world, or poop! Poop!
So Deandra's spilling drinks everywhere, and Carrie comes in. She's like, hola! Oh my god, I'm dead. Is that tequila? Are you kidding me with that tequila? Oh my god, tequila! I can't even smell tequila for another 3 weeks!
Yeah. And Brandy's like, I peed in the pool last night. And then Jen comes over to Cameron's house. Jen, finally our scene is complete because Jen is there. And Jen's like, that was the funnest party I've been to in a long time. The funnest.
Are you tired, Cam? And she's like, yeah. Oh my god, is that a mosquito? How do I get so many mosquitoes in my house? They probably heard a dog is tied to a treadmill and are there to save it.
I know. She goes, sorry, I just got hit by a mosquito. Also known as her love life. But the thing is that, like, I love the idea of getting hit by a mosquito. Like,
her love life. It's her. She got hit. She's victimized now by that mosquito for the rest of the year. Every episode, she's going to be like, mosquito, I really felt disrespected when you hit me like that.
Meanwhile, Cameron's the one flopping her big old arms around, and that mosquito's probably like, holy shit, like the world's collapsing on me, and she's the one who got hit by the mosquito.
The mosquito was actually probably trying to kamikaze into the bug zapper, and Cam just like ran into it, you know?
I just love, and then she goes, it almost went in my face. Sorry, guys. And then she like, she does that thing where her head decompresses onto her shoulders and her eyes cross, just like it. The mosquito almost went into my face.
So who stayed out the latest of all the girls? And Steph's like, probably Brandy, because she got home at almost 5. Then we cut over to Deandra's house, and Carrie's like, oh my god, me and Brandy got home at 5! This is crazy! And Deandra's like, did you put cake on me last night? Because I woke up with cake on my face.
There was cake? I don't even remember the cake! And they're like, well, remember during the champagne shower? The champagne shower! And she goes, after my shanandingas, what? How you say cucumber? Shanandingas? How you say?
Oh my god, what if she was pulling a Hilaria?
If she was pulling a Hilaria, that'd be amazing. And the producer's like, shenanigans? Oh yes, shenanigans.
So then back with Cam, she's like, Tiffany mentioned that the chicken foot, not eating it, like that was offensive to her culture.
I shouldn't have to force things down my throat just for her entertainment. Oh my god, mosquito. Mosquito almost hit me in the face again.
And Jen's like, yeah, even thinking about me makes me want to like get that saliva you get before you barf.
Isn't that just the barf? you know that liquid that comes into your mouth right before you throw up?
No, you know how your mouth starts salivating when you're going to barf? You don't get that?
Maybe I just haven't paid attention to it.
Yeah, your mouth waters up. Like something's about to be delicious again. It comes back up. So Cam is like, well, if I was like pushed into the pool, I would not think that was sport. I'm like, well, pick a side. Like,
well, not sport, but she said I would not be a good sport because I think that's
I would not be a good sport. I know, but that's why I'm saying pick a side. She's like, Tiffany's a jerk, and I can't believe they threw Tiffany in the pool. Okay, you can't ride the fence like this. You need to be like, drown her. She tried to make me eat a chicken foot or something.
I can't think clearly because a mosquito almost hit me, okay?
I'm going to talk about that mosquito the next time I have a chance to have lunch with it. If you want to be a big mosquito in this town, you're going to need to watch where you sting, okay?
I would never bash an adopted mosquito, okay? So Carrie is talking about with DeAndra, Tiffany in the pool. She's like, oh, she says you was fine. She was telling me I want you to help me have fun. So I put you in the pool to have fun. Ah!
Carrie likes to poke and prod, but there's nothing like waking up on your 50th birthday party with manslaughter charge or someone drunk drowned in your pool.
And DeAndra starts talking about how Tiffany's like the smartest person she knows because, you know, she's really smart. She graduated from Cornell at like 19. And she's just talking about how smart Tiffany is. And Carrie's like, I think DeAndra values accomplishments, you know, what they have on paper more than who they are as a person. I'm like, don't project your lack of paper accomplishments onto this situation. She's impressed. She's allowed to be impressed by the fact that Tiffany graduated at 19. That's like, that's major.
But can Sorry. She make a snake necklace? Oh, was she going to do beautiful pictures when she's 50 years old with Olin Mills?
Oh, is she still doing trunk shows? That she has to share? Huh?
Well, you know, DeAndra is like a sister to me because we do trunk shows together. But the last couple of months, every time I call her, it's all about DeAndra. All about DeAndra.
I'm like, really? Because that's like any conversation they show of you and your daughter.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, really? You're depressed? Is it because of me? Ah, you know why? Because you should call me more.
Yeah, I know. So Carrie's saying like, well, you know, in life you need to find balance, you know, from work and, you know, she just, you know, she's talking about balance while, I don't know, I don't think that her life seems to be going terribly well. So, the trolley, the Dallas trolley, echoes of Leanne Locken smacking it. And,
goes limping down the track.
It's like, it still hurts 5 years later.
Yeah.
And then we see, so now we go to Tiffany with her precious little daughters, and she's giving them all little stethoscopes because this guy's coming over to, so that way she could like re-up her ACLS, training certification, whatever, so she could do like, you know, basically CPR and all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, I'm glad that we got a reminder that Tiffany's a doctor. Because I've totally forgot since last week. So she's here with doing her certification thing. And I was thinking, why is she running this into the ground so much? Because she's just constantly, I'm a doctor. I was like, she's going to quit. she's gonna quit. And sure enough, by the end of this, she's like,
you know what? I think that like I need to spend more time with my kids.
I'm like, yes, you're a doctor and you wanted to be like have more TikTok stars and be a reality show. And you're out of there. Calling it. And it's a Bravo launch pad.
Yeah. It's actually like the saddest thing that we see on Bravo. It's like Contessa on Married to Medicine. Sort of a different variation of it is Wendy on Potomac. Like these very accomplished women who like Bravo's like, great, let's follow them and encourage them to abandon all their accomplishments. So that way they can become reality stars for their quote unquote kids.
Yeah. So that seems to be what's going on here. And she goes through the same thing as usual. Like, I don't want to be like unknown to my children. Like, I want them to know I'm good at my job. Like, people request me. I win research awards. Being a doctor is part of who I am. Also, please follow me on TikTok at Dr. Tiffany Moon.
So she passes her training, of course. She's like, Tess are my bitch. Okay, Tess are my jam. And then she goes and she sits with her daughters. And this to me was, I actually thought this was kind of amazing. So Tiffany basically guilts her daughters into not being upset that she's not there, because she's like, so I wanted you guys to see that, not to learn how to save people's lives, but so that way you know that when mommy's not around, she's saving other people. So you can zip it with the future therapist, okay?
Yeah. And she's like, so is it okay that mommy's not here because she's helping other people? And the kid's like, I want you to stay home still. It's like, yeah, but what about the sick people? Just ask your boss.
Yeah, just ask the boss. So yeah, she's saying how she missed, you know, the kid's first step and the first words. I understand that, etc. But I don't know. I don't want her to quit. I want her to be a professional and all that, because I think she worked hard for it. I think it's super awesome.
So don't actually, quit. my first guess wasn't that she was going to quit for the reality show. The first guess I wrote down is, oh, so you're going to open a plastic surgery center. That's what I wrote. You're right. Notes.
That's about as accurate as can be.
Yeah. So then we go to Carrie's house, and she's like, no, Aspen, you're not eating Dorsey's food, okay? And it's a rabbit that she's yelling at.
It's, of course, she has a rabbit named Aspen, and of course, she has a little dog named Dolce. It's just like so annoying. Like, listen, to anyone else who has pets named Aspen and Dolce, that's fine. But it's just that Carrie has Dolce and Aspen, like in the greater context of Carrie, is just so annoying, so deeply annoying.
So she has a talk with her daughter, and she knows this is going to be like the big depression scene. So she starts it. Oh, so your hair is so purple. Like, can we start this? Like,
I thought it would be out in 2 weeks, huh? Like, I'll tell you what has anxiety. I do. Purple hair everywhere.
And Olivia's like, I don't care. I like experimenting with things. Oh, I'm 50 now. Look at me. I'm 50. Oh, did I show you my photo shoot? My 50-year-old photo shoot? Look at it. She's like, great, Mom. She's like flicking through the pictures of Carrie, like, you know, like her sexy boudoir pictures or whatever. She's like, is it too sexy for you? Is it too risque? She's like, no, nothing is too risque, Mom. Oh, because can you believe it? I'm 50.
Penny Saver said I might get a full 2-page spread with these photos, but they're thinking about it.
And Olivia's like, she just keeps saying, I'm 50. Like, oh my God. She does a pretty good imitation of her yes. mom. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe it's the last time cooking for my little dumplings at 49 years old. Eduardo, what are you getting me for my 50th birthday? Oh, it's the morning of my 50th birthday.
Yeah, she's like, no one cares you're turning 50. So then Olivia starts talking about how she has anxiety, and she's basically struggled for depression for the past few years. And Carrie, of course, is like, I wonder if I had just said, do you want to go to lunch? If that could have helped, if I just said, do you want to go to lunch? Because, of course, Carrie inviting you to lunch fixes all issues, right? So, but now she checks in all the time, and Olivia's like, you know, I wouldn't think that my mom's voice is comforting to hear, but it's oddly satisfying. More like in a way of like, if I don't get out of this house soon, I will become her. I got to get out of here. It gives me such direction in life.
Yeah, that noise is oddly satisfying, kind of like an air raid alarm, you know? It's like you're scared, but at the same time, at least you're not dead yet.
Yeah, at least I got a heads up about what I should be doing with my life.
But, you know, all said and done, mocking Carrie. That was a nice scene. I like Olivia. Who knew? I didn't think I would ever like Olivia, but there we go. I kind of like her. There
you
go.
I'm happy for you. So now we go over to, I mean, Olivia's like to me, like, I hope that she is able to, you know, persevere with the challenges that she has in terms of anxiety and depression. In terms of personality, you know. So then Deandra and I mean, she's fine. She's like, whatever. She's fine.
She's basically she's like potato a 20... salad in your eyes. Like she's that's like, how you look at potato salad. You're like,
I mean, she's doing, I think, pretty much as well as can be expected with Carrie as her mom. She's just like a 19-year-old girl who just went to college for the first time and saw exciting things in Los Angeles and was like really feeling herself. I often tell the story about how when I went to the Angelica Film Center when I was 14 and I felt like I was like, oh my God, the world. And then, and she sort of like had a taste of that and then had to come back to Dallas. Yeah, it kind of sucks for her. So
I think what I like is that we see her like here in her purple hair being all depressed, but then it cuts to her in her diary room sessions and she's had a makeover, and I love a makeover show. So I think it's that you're getting like the whole, like the flipper flop, like the downtrodden house and then like the nice painted gray house, you know?
I did like her impersonation of Carrie. That actually won a bunch of points. I don't dislike her. I'm just saying she doesn't make much.
It doesn't. Why we're spending way too much time on Olivia.
Why are we just? Why am I weighing in on this? Why is this the thing that we decide to stop the podcast to discuss? Like how okay is she? So
pull in the lights.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go over to Deandra's house where she's unpacking some vitamins and her. Guys, I'm gonna say it. This is a podcast where we have opinions and hot takes. You may not agree with me. I think her dog is ugly. I'm sorry. I feel like that's an ugly dog. And her ugly dog is staring at her. I'm sorry to dog lovers.
It's like ugly cute, you know? So ugly, it's cute. It's like a Ray Liotta dog.
Okay, I will accept that. I actually will accept that because I think that there is value in that. But
it looks like an Ewok, you know? I mean, my impression is like, look at that starving, terrified Ewok. And you know, like it's like shaking. They cut to the dog, and it's just shaking. It's like the skinny little dog shaking. And I think that what Deandra does is she does what I do with my dog, because you know I'm like Deandra. I'm always worried about my weight and stuff, and always complaining about it, and always saying I'm on a diet, like while I wait for the pizza to come. And but my dog has to stick on a diet. I'm in charge of his food, so he gets the same amount of food every day. And so I think that's what Deandra does to her dog too. It's like, maybe I'll eat a thing of donuts, but you're only getting a half a cup of food in the morning and a half a cup of food at night. And the dog's just looking. Our dogs are both just looking at us like, please.
Please. Yeah, I mean, I will accept that. I could grow to find that dog to be adorable, because I know sometimes when you see like an ugly animal, like an ugly pet, you're like, that's an ugly pet. But then when you have that moment where its personality really comes out, you can't help but think it's like the cutest thing in the world. So I am open to revising my opinion. But I'm just saying at first blush, I just really felt like it's not nice to say that like a human is ugly. We're not doing that, but I'm reserving the right to still be able to say it about dogs. So, or any animal, to be honest. Like, show me a good bat and I'll be like, that's an ugly bat.
Bats are cute too. I mean, look, all animals are cute.
I saw a very ugly bird yesterday, by the way. It was an ugly bird.
Well, it was probably ugly on the inside, like a grackle. Those birds are ugly on the inside.
They're ugly. Yeah. I think there are some very cute bats, but there are some bats that are like fully fug. Like they're like fug bats. And I'm sorry. Like they just are not.
There's cute bats. There's like such hot bats.
They're cute and there are hot bats, but there are also some fug bats. I think that like, you know, they're not all blessed.
This is why bats hide under the bridge at night. Okay. So they don't have to face the judgmental terrain that you've created, Ben. People like you.
Some of them just need veneers. Okay. So anyway. So Deandra. Deandra pulls out all these like vials and everything, and she's like, throughout my life, I have always been interested in Acer medicine, shamanic medicine, Amazonian plant medicine, snow algae medicine, mother medicine. One medicine, all the medicines. Jeremy?
If you promise me the fountain of youth, my ass will come up, my boobs will look better, and my cellulite to go away, I'll put it in my mouth, okay? It could be whale jizz for all I care.
Yeah. So then Brandy and Stephanie come over, and Stephanie's like, oh, we have the same coffee maker, but mine is like not as show-offy as yours. Oh, isn't that amazing? And Dandra's like, could you show me how to use that? Because all I see is wasted money every time I pass that. It's like one of Jeremy's kids is here on the couch sleeping.
Because like one of those coffee makers that's like installed into your wall, which I don't know, that's really a lot. So watch me now, like be like, guys, I'm thinking about getting a coffee maker that's installed in my wall. I'm like the Kyle Richards of coffee makers. I think it's a lot if you have to get a coffee maker installed in your wall. Catch me on season 10.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
plastic surgery. Come on, girls. Let's have an even playing field. I'm never getting plastic surgery. It's like, whoa, the next year she's whoa. Like, it's a situation.
It's a situation. Oh, so Stephanie and Deandra are gonna plan a birthday for Brandy. And this means a lot for Deandra because since Brandy doesn't like to celebrate her birthday. She doesn't like to celebrate her birthday, but Deandra wants to celebrate Brandy because when Brandy bought her the tchotchke necklace in Colorado 2 years ago,
that was like the most special thing that has ever been done for me, ever. More special than anything my mother has ever done. Hey, did the last just go out in this place? What happened?
I know. I was thinking, didn't your mother just give you a business? You know, Mama D's at home just like brushing a wig too hard while she watches this. She's like, ugh. So then we cut to Brandy, special Brandy, who bought Deandra a purse when Deandra was too poor to afford it, which we only know because Leanne Locken was like, you're poor. You got $200 in your bank account. So Brandy's at home staring in the mirror going, you are beautiful. You are passionate. You are kind. I was like, what is this? The help? Stop.
No, you're not allowed to say you were passionate like that. You are passionate. Like, that literally defeats the purpose. And then she says that, you know, she always felt, she didn't like celebrating her birthday because she always felt like it was a burden to other people. But now she's sort of like learned about self-love and, you know, so now she's doing self-love. And her version of self-love is just looking really sad in the mirror and saying,
I know there's a plan for me. There's a purpose for me. You are so passionate, energetic, and happy, and full of vigor.
You're like, oh.
Mine is, I do that too. I just walk past the mirror, go hot, and continue walking. Works for me. But I don't know. I don't need like a full monologue in front of the mirror, Brandy. Jeez, lighten up a little. The mirror's probably like, God, lady.
No, listen, I know I'm all for self-love and self-care and give yourself a monologue in the mirror. You're a reality star. You deserve it. But like try to put some of that self-love into the self-love. Like try to like, you know, yeah. Fake it till you make it, girl.
Yeah. So then back at the other house, Dandra's like, what about a trip to the Grapevine, which is a winery, which she's going to love. Brandy loves wine. And Stephanie's like, I love it, but we're going to have to get Jen some kombucha. Okay, don't forget that. Big plot point there.
Steph said that. I didn't realize that Steph said that. It is a plot point, though. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So Deandra's excited, especially because there's a donut shop there. She's like, of course I would know that, mother. Mm-hmm. And so she opens up her HP laptop, which is funny because the way it looked, I thought it said lip on the background. I was like, of course Deandra has a laptop that says lip. And then I was like, oh, it's like a very recognizable laptop brand that I'm just misreading right now. Okay, great.
And she doesn't know how to use it, which is hilarious and so like her. And she's like, well, my psychiatrist lives in Grapevine. I might have to give her a call if Carrie's mean to me again.
Maybe. You have to stop calling donut psychiatrists, okay? That's not right, Deandra.
So Stephanie is with her mom now, and she's, I don't know why I'm Biscuit. Writing all this down. The mom's with Biscuit on the chair. It's like,
a cute if dog.
You keep wiggling, Biscuit, you're going to fall.
I just like that warning to Biscuit. Biscuit might fall if Biscuit wiggles. So, yeah, so basically Stephanie, Travis gave her an office for her foundation, her locker room charity, and but it's the ugliest office ever, so she's going to go over and paint it and put some lipstick on that pig, and so she has her mom to be a support.
Yeah, so Stephanie is, like, trying to figure out what all the supplies are, and she's looking at a paint pan, and it has one of those paint pan liners in it. She's like, I don't even know what these are for. We don't need these, right? And her mom's like, yes, honey, we need those. And so Stephanie's telling us that she went into social services when she was young because that's what her mom did, and her mom's so supportive of her, and she's like, much more than Travis. I mean,
if I said I wanted to be a brain surgeon, like, my mom would, like, say, oh, my God, like, I believe in you, and I believe that you can go to school and, like, work on people's brains.
Like, you could go to school.
Yeah, that's...
And learn to work on people's brains.
Do it. Do it, Stephanie.
You could do it. I support you.
So Stephanie and Travis have a stupid bet. This is basically, by the way, a retread of various seasons of New Jersey where Joe Gorga is like, Melissa, you're a woman. You can't do a business. But thankfully, this one so far is like a little bit more entertaining. And basically, basically, if Stephanie does a good job with The Office, which I don't know what it means to do a good job with The Office, but if she does a good job, then Travis has to hire a chef to make them a romantic dinner. But if Stephanie doesn't do a good job, then she has to give him a back massage with oil. And she's like, that's all I need to know, not to do a bad job. He's like Bigfoot. Like, first you find the hair, and then you press in, and then you find the back.
Don't you think she was about to say blowjob? Because she's like, and if I don't do a good job, then I have to give him a back massage with oil. It's like,
blow massage. I mean,
back job. And she's like, I don't think he realizes how amazing I am. So his brother, Travis's brother, comes to help them. And he's like, all right, are you ready to move? Is this a computer unplugged? And she's like, I don't know. Like, how does that work? It's like, should we take the glass off of the desk? I don't know. I'm like, you're kind
I'm just
of
a girl.
Like, you're kind of lending credence to Travis's view here. All right,
yeah.
Get it together. Computers plug in.
It's all kind of, there's all sorts of, it's all sort of fucked up. I mean, I know it's all just for reality TV and just like a silly thing about like, if I'm a good girl, I get a dinner. If I'm a bad girl, I have to massage my husband. Like, how about you just do your office and it's okay and Travis just deals. But, you know, but luckily somehow she pulls it off where I just go, ha ha ha.
Yeah, Stephanie making like the 50s housewives thing fun again. It's like, oh, well, isn't that cute? Oh my God, this misogyny and the you know what I love? A good retread into patriarchy.
This feels retrograde, but it also feels adorable. Go.
I hope next year Stephanie gets the right to vote.
I guess the thing is because I feel like she's just laughing at it the entire time, whereas when Melissa Gorga does it, she's like, I want to show people that I can be a role model too by opening a boutique called Envy. And you're like, this is annoying. Yeah.
And then puts like new tags on Chinatown Gucci purses or whatever she was doing over there.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden capri pants are like her like her feminist story. I'm like, I don't know.
So the guy's like, do you have tape? And she's like, have shoelaces. So then they start moving everything out. And Stephanie's like, my husband is like so cheap. Like, I couldn't hire movers. So like, unless it's for him, like, he's not going to pay for anything. And then they're loading up a Travis Holman moving truck. Like, well, yeah. Like, he did get you the office for free and a moving truck. And you're using his brother. So
yeah. Yeah, it's just as good. So, yeah, they drive out with all their stuff and, like, basically scrape the truck against a tree, and it's hilarious. So then we go back over to Deandra's house, and Jeremy is making dinner, and I don't know why I was amused by this. He's like, well, I'm making some pork chops and a beautiful salad. I was like, oh, if you do say so yourself. He's like, yeah, just chopped up some lettuce. It's going to be a beautiful salad. I'm like, okay, settle down. It's a salad. It's a salad.
And we got some wine and cheese beforehand. Now, how's that letter writing going? And she's like,
oh, well, I mean, I feel like it's heartfelt enough. Like, it's very succinct because, you know, he doesn't need a whole big thing. It's just baby steps.
And she's like, you know what? One of the things I regret most is not having a relationship with my stepmother and my brother. Like, give them half your money. Okay? That's the only way this is going to work. You can't just take all of that kid's, like, inheritance and then be like,
oh, you want to come over for a cheese plate maybe sometime to my mansion, poor person? Okay,
Jeremy's making a beautiful salad. Want to have some of it? Yeah. So she says that she's just never been a good communicator. But she's hoping that like when she's writing a letter, she can be more thoughtful than usual. And then she doesn't want to mail it because that's not, you know, good TV. So she's going to drop it off in person. And she says, you know, I don't want a mailman to screw it up. I mean, I heard they lose 30% of all the mail. And then we see a clip of Leanne being like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, the post office loses 30% of mail. I don't know if you knew that. Which, who knew that Leanne would be ahead of the curve on post office controversies in this country?
I know. And then it led to a year of, like, crazy post office stories.
Save the post office.
Next, the Leanne Locken stamp on the postal service.
It's a shame that Leanne Locken was not cited in the attempts to cite, in the attempts to say that there were ballots that were missing in the election. Yeah.
That was her chance. That was her chance for a comeback, for sure.
That was going to be a big moment. 30% of ballots in America have been lost.
So Dandra, like, gets together a wacky outfit to go, like, a disguise. And she's like, I'm going to wear big glasses. I'm like, but you always wear big glasses. I'm going to wear a scarf around my head. Like, you know that this is how Deandra goes grocery shopping, you know?
Also, way to make a mockery out of your attempt to become, like, family again, right? Like, because then she's like, later on, she's like, well, what? I'm just worried that they might walk out the door. I'm like, well, then why are you in a silly costume? Why are you looking like Lily Tomlin dressed as the maid in Big Business?
Yeah. So Jeremy's like, oh, Deandra lives in her own flipping chaos kind of world. Everything is just so overdone. So, oh, then why do you stay with me then? He's like, well, I don't get bored, that's for sure. And I get all the medication and free pills in the world. Ding. Oh. So when Jeremy comes down with a heroin problem, you know who to look at. The Oxy. Yeah. So she's just like a pill queen.
So now they drive over to this person's house, the brother's house, and she has this like big white scarf that's like around her shoulders. She gets out of the car and it's like with her big glasses, like, ha. And she just was, like, very wispy and then just, like, drops the letter in the mailbox. And then they drive away, and 2 seconds later, Mama D shows up dressed like the Hamburglar and goes into the mailbox and burns up the letter. That was in the director's cut, I believe.
And she's like, my biggest fear is rejection. I spent 16 years away. My family was hurt. My brother was 16 after the suicide, but I didn't see him after that time. And he spent a lot more time with my father than I did. And he knew my father. He laughed with my father. I'm like, you're lucky that none of this is during the trial, because they would have given the money to the brother. Okay. Like, I barely even knew my dad. My brother knew him the best. Stop. You're not helping yourself.
No. I got very distracted because there was just a loud clunk at my door, and I'm the only one here right now.
Do you want to go look?
No. So I'm just saying, for anyone who was watching this and saw me being like, what? Huh? That was me being like, what is that noise? Why did my door just go?
There's a ghost. It's mom. Don't care.
You know what?
Let it go.
Yeah.
If you're like me. I got to the point where I used to hear noises and I would wake up and be like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Maybe I should keep a knife, right? And then at some point I was like, is it worth all this? Maybe someone's here to kill me. If they do, I'll be dead. And then I would go back to sleep, and that works the best.
Well, if someone were here to kill me, first of all, hello. It's going to be all recorded. So congratulations, guys. You guys are going to be part of the evidence in the trial. Second of all, wouldn't it be better for me just to stay in here and, like, let them do their thing and then leave and me survive it? I think it's actually that the air turned on and then it, like, caused the door to, like, sort of shake or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Wow.
Does that ever happen? You know?
Mine's the ice maker. It goes, ba-dum, ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. I'm like, you look in there, it's like there's one little piece of ice that's tumbled down. It's like, ba-dum, ba-bum,
ba-bum. They're so actually, they are the Leanne Locken of appliances. I made an ass.
So then we go over to the office that Stephanie's redoing, painting it gray. Nice little gray office with her little girl desk and stuff. And they talk about how the mom and dad, Stephanie's mom and dad, used to work together. And she's like, was that fun, Mom? She's like, no. We worked at a grocery store and a gas station. I didn't mop the floor right. I didn't clean the meat slicer right. And then the light bulb would go off, and I realized, you know what? Every time I do things bad, he comes and redoes it for me. So I just pretended to be bad at everything.
Yeah, this actually disturbed me just because she said, well, we would pump gas and slice meat, which is a combo I don't love, you know? And then especially when she says that she didn't clean the meat slicer right after saying she pumped gas and sliced meat, I'm like, so to everyone who dropped by the Texaco Deli and had some strange ailments afterwards, this is why.
So let's see. Stephanie is talking about how her dad would do everything for them, but then he would complain that he did everything for them. She's like, Travis is like my dad, but I guess it's real sick.
Yeah.
So then the mom says, you know, when Stephanie left home, all she could do really was type. So she went back to school, and it was good for her kids to see her working really hard, and it'll be good for Stephanie's boys to see that too. And yeah. Stephanie's like, yeah, well, I think I lost myself, you know, like, for a while, I've just been like some rich lady, and now I'm going to be like some rich lady who has like balls for poor people. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be totally different now.
Yeah. There's like all this area of the wall that's unpainted, and the mom's like, well, I left spots open for you, so that way when Travis asks, did you do this, you can say, yes, I did all of it. It wasn't just mom. And she's like, you're just saying that to get out of painting, aren't you? Just like with dad. Hey, it worked once. Can do it again. Want some meat?
Yeah. So then we go over to Cam's house, and the kids are just like, mommy, 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 mommy. It's like, Cruz, I'm talking to daddy, okay? I can't hear him. I'm going to Grapevine today, honey. And he's like, how's the house showing? She's like, well, we have another one tomorrow. Do you think we're going to get an offer?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'd tell you. Mommy, 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 mommy.
So then we go to the ladies getting ready to go to Grapevine, and Brandy's putting makeup on, and Brooklyn's in there. And she's like, why are you wearing pink? Doesn't look good on you. Pink's stupid. You're stupid. I don't know if pink looks dumb on you or you look dumb on pink. Ew, sorry, pink.
I'm passionate. I'm loved. I like pink. Pink looks good on me. People like me. I'm good enough. I'm strong enough.
And then we have Tiffany. Tiffany arrives at Deandra's, and Deandra's like, oh, take a look at this. I'm goofy now. And Deandra has taken like one of those mannequin heads from like the hair salons and put Brandy's like a wig, a Brandy wig on it. And it's like, this is Captain Brandy. And, and you know, Tiffany's like, oh. So then Cameron comes over, and Cameron walks in, and she hasn't seen Captain Brandy or Deandra yet. So she walks in and she starts saying, so for Brandy, I ended up finding pink glitter pills, and it makes you poop glitter. Oh my God, what's that?
Which is actually the perfect gift, because Brandy loves poop. So it's actually, that's a good friend gift. So Deandra's like, this is Captain Brandy. You all are tall and skinny. You are so tall and skinny and gorgeous. And then we get that for the rest of the episode. And I love that Cameron is as annoyed as America. She's like, she's got to stop that.
Yeah. Cameron's hot takes on Captain Brandy were actually hilarious. So Cameron sees it and is like, Captain Brandy is giving me flashbacks to one of my dolls growing up. And then we see a picture of Cameron's unnamed doll in 1984. And it's so horrifying. It's basically if you took like a Raggedy Ann wig and put it on Court and like stuffed it full of plush. And it's just like, oh God, what is that?
And she's like, I don't want to say he was creepy, because in the day she wasn't creepy, but at night I think she was moving around my room. It's like, it's probably Court making sure you have water on your bedside table.
What if that's the noise I heard? What if it's Cameron's doll that's come over to be like, I just got hit in the face with a mosquito.
So Deandra has also gotten them all like really ornate face shield things. And so Tiffany loves her. She's like, it's giving me Versace vibes. And then Carrie comes over.
That's me, Carrie.
She's the Ring doorbell.
She's like, hey, Brandy, what are these things you're wearing on your face? Oh, my God. What is that you've got, Deandra? Huh?
And then Deandra's Oh, they all start getting into the van. Wait.
She punches. Oh, she punches.
She punches.
She punches
it.
Captain.
Nothing is stupid. She punches it in the face.
But it's like a passive aggressive like punch and everything gets quiet. Like, ooh, she didn't do a yes and, you know.
She punched new Brandy. So then the vans arrived, and everybody basically gets they get in the van. And Dander's like, "Well, I realize that three gingers might be too many gingers for this."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Jen is there also, in case anyone was wondering. DeAndra also threatens to not give Carrie one of the fancy face masks because she's being mean. So everyone's like arriving. So they get on the bus, and Carrie's like, "So what is everyone going to drink? We have rosé, we have white wine. Come on, DeAndra, be a hostess. Get to work. Be a hostess. You're a hostess. Be to work.
Come on, do it, DeAndra. Hey, where's the wine bucket, DeAndra? There's no bucket for the wine. Be a hostess. Oh, where's the wine opener? Oh, you don't have a wine opener. Come on, you're not a hostess. Come on."
How about be a guest and be quiet and like enjoy the fact that you have a free trip to Grapevine? So DeAndra tells us another tale of the trunk show. I don't know why we don't get to see these trunk shows because they just sound like the most hilarious disasters. So DeAndra's like, "Well, you know what, Carrie, one time I was white knuckling on the steering wheel for an entire hour back from the trunk show because she kept on talking to me about how to run my business that I've run since 2008. Run it into the ground, mind you. But guess what? The ground is still a destination, okay?"
"I did that on purpose. There was a certain kind of snow algae you could only find underground.
L22. It's called L22.
So Jen's like, "I have to pee." And Steph's like, "I'm going to have to pee too. Oh my God, let's call Brandy. She'll have a pee bucket."
Yeah, and she does. Brandy, we then go to Brandy, and she's like sanitizing Bruin's little like potty training toilet, which I thought was really hilarious. Like, you know, like that's one of my favorite things about moms is like, you know, how the whole thing about moms, they have the bag, they just have everything that comes out of the bag. And this is sort of like an extension of that. She's like, "Oh, you need okay, I've got a toilet. I'm going to literally bring a toilet onto the bus."
Yeah, I've got a toilet and some gum if anybody needs it. So they get there and they stake the head in the ground to be one of the guests or something. And Brandy comes out and she's like, "Oh, what is that?" And then we get the Top Chef. Zing!
Yeah.
She's like, "I'm good enough. I'm beautiful. People like me. Hey, why is my reflection not speaking back to me?"
And DeAndra's like, "Oh, this is Captain Brandy. She helps me lead my expedition. I'm Captain Brandy." Brandy's like, "This was nice, but I didn't need to stick with my head on it."
But isn't that the mark of a true Real Housewife? So then they all get on the bus and they do terrible variations of In the Club by 50 Cent. There's a lot of like, "It's your birthday, party like birthday, it's yours, and the club, Bob.
It's your birthday,
and you can find me in the birthday, club, party for the Bob.
Birthday.
And then they take turns on the stripper pole on the party bus and, Tiffany's like, "Oh yeah, I'm definitely seen DeAndra work on pole before." And DeAndra's like, "Oh yeah, I had a stripper pole in my house. I mean, why do you think I was engaged 3 times?
13 times.
13 times?
Yeah, she goes, "Why do you think I was engaged so many times?" And then it gets like really quiet. It goes, "Engaged 13 times." Like, "I was really hoping to get to 22. L22. So then Tiffany's like, "I have no stripper moves. Like, when would I have learned to shake my ass for money? Okay, last time I checked, you don't do pole dancing on a cadaver. All right."
But she would have done better than this Jen girl, at least. Jen just kind of leans on it, and she's like, "Oh." They play, like, and then she does a step touch music back and forth.
I was like, it's everyone's parents at a wedding on the dance floor. The old, oh, I think I've done mine. This move before.
Mine are animals. My dad crawls around on the ground and does the alligator.
Oh, well, you haven't really danced until you've seen my father do his double point thing where he does this. He goes, first it's like a little.
Oh, point. I do that. Yeah, I do
but,
that.
But no, but it's, but no, but it has like a crest to it. So the first one is like a this. But the second one's like a this. So he goes like a dit. And then this one, then he goes the other way. He goes dit, dit. That's an exclusive for Crappens on Demand right there, everyone. Like the, my dad's dance.
So then, all right, everybody, let us do a shot. It's time for a shot. It's time Oh, you know what? I'm not going to do a shot today. And Deandra's like, come on, Carrie. Come on, Carrie. Do a shot. Do a shot. Do a shot, Carrie. Like making fun of how Carrie's always trying to force shots on people. And she's like, yeah. No, I don't do shots like that. It's warm. I mean, come on. Be a hostess. You can't have a chill shot. Come on, Deandra.
And Andrew's like, well, you're being such a baby right now, and I can't wait for the next time that you try to make me drink a drink, and it's not going to go in your favor.
So, heard it here first, it's not going in your favor.
Yeah, Andrew's finally getting pissed. So then we get to this grapevine place, and Deandra's like, oh my god, here's Captain Brandy, and Cameron just takes the head and throws it.
Cameron out of nowhere, just like it's like this Captain Brandy has summoned some deep dark trauma.
Cameron hates it. It's probably because it's the only cast member that's thinner than her now.
She's like, I'm sorry. I can't. It's very scary. And then she goes, and then Cameron, she is so funny here. She goes, there's a lot of funny girls in our group, but Deandra's not one that I think is funny. Like, this is not funny. It's just, like, annoying. It's not like, oh, that's annoying. It's like, it's annoying. Like, that is, I love that she just says the same words over and over again, but her tone is just, the way she modulates it between them says everything. That is perfection.
So Deandra doesn't care. She brings the head in anyway. And the hostess is like, great, a head on a stick. Thanks, guys. And Deandra's like, this is Captain Brandy. Oh, Deandra, this is so cringe. Just drop it, please.
Annoying. That's Cameron just on the side, still complaining about
the annoyance. And then there's like a wine tray on the hostess stand, and Kara's like, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Did anybody tell you that somebody here doesn't drink alcohol? Of course not, because Andra's the worst hostess ever, huh?
Be a hostess. It's like, I feel like I'm gonna see commercials late at night from the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints. I'll be like, be a hostess. Like, it's like the community message. So then Pam, our wine person, so they drink their wine, and then she gives them a tour of the vineyard. She's like, well, right over here, you'll see some grapes. And yes, you can eat them right off the, I got some gloves so you can eat them right off the vine. They have a lot of seeds. They're mostly all seed. They're basically seed with skin, but they have so much flavor, don't they? They have so much flavor, right? Just the seed.
And Brandy's like, ew, one grape had 5 seeds. And she's like, yes, that's what I was saying. Okay. And Cameron's like, you know what? Captain Brandy needs to stay in this vineyard and never come back. So we're going to have to find a way to get rid of it, Corinne. She's like, okay, let's do it. So then they go into this wine room that's just all for them, like this big barn. Here we go. You know, now. This is the housewives season where you should be very, very afraid of what happens in housewives wine barns. Okay.
If it's season 5 and you're in a barn, shit's gonna go down. So Carrie's like, yeah, she's like, let's get the Andrew go to the bathroom so that way we can ditch Captain Brandy in the vineyards and terrify generations to come. So, because by the way, if you run into Captain Brandy in that vineyard, you will be traumatized for life. By the way.
So, Kara's like, oh, Deandra, I'm surprised you don't have to go to the bathroom, Deandra. Why don't you go to the bathroom?
She's like, you know what? You are on my nurse, Carrie, and I'm about to tell you what I think of you in 2 minutes. And next time you plan a party, I'll be sure to criticize it every 2 seconds. Okay, bitch.
She starts putting on her lipstick, like trying not to kill somebody. You know, it's the old, like, self-defense lipstick move where you're like, I'll kill her or I'll put on tons of lipstick.
Yeah. And then Deandra's like,
Carrie is taking every opportunity to make me feel like shit.
And then we see a montage of all Carrie's past aggressive comments over the season so far, which is a lot considering this is like episode 3. And so then Carrie's like, I'm not criticizing the elements. I'm criticizing the elements. You forgot about me, hostess. Me, hostess.
You didn't have eyes. You didn't have a wine bucket.
She's like, well, I'm sorry. I'm running a business that's actually viable right now. And Cam's like, oh,
girl, we all have businesses.
We have good businesses.
Shall I recite the alphabet? A, B, Be hostess.
And Cameron's like, girl, are you kidding me? Because you get checks from your mom, okay? From your mom.
And then Deandra's saying, like, well, I do a lot of work. I work so hard. I work very, very hard. She's talking about how she's working all the time.
And Carrie's like, I'm just saying what went wrong. Cameron goes, well, this charcuterie platter is amazing. Oh, they did that here at the winery. Deandra didn't do it. I can guarantee you that.
Wow. Even Cameron just trying to like move it off to the, even though Cameron is now part of the argument, even she's like, let's just move this on. Let's just talk about the platter. Let's like calm things down. And even Carrie's like, oh, I'm going to find a way to make the platter about the Deandra.
Oh, so that's the end of it. Deandra's pissed. So hopefully we get to see Deandra tell stupid Carrie off, because Carrie really is an asshole. This is very reminiscent of that scene right when Leanne was ruining her entire career last year in Thailand.
It is. It's reminiscent of
that when she went off on Carrie, because up until that point, it was like, oh, they're being so mean to Leanne, like wearing that dress. And she's like, oh, Leanne, really? So this is the dress? So this is how it is? Oh, really? This is your dress? And it just kept going. And you're like, oh, my God, Carrie is the worst. And then Leanne topped her in the Who's the Worst department. But
Leanne.
Jeez. Leanne. But yeah, wow. Carrie and Deandra were both doing that. So now it's like Leanne's not there. So let's watch them do it to each other. And they are. They're going to rip each other to shreds.
And Carrie was also doing this a little bit on their trip to Mexico to her house. Although Leanne was also being a pill that episode. But she was being a hilarious pill. That was before, again, as you said, she ruined her career. So, but yeah, Carrie is terrible. And it's a to be continued, because Carrie is like, she's like, okay, birthday girl is back. Pretend we're not even fighting. And Deandra goes, oh, fight all you want. And it's like, to be continued. They're going to fight all they want in the winery. So we'll see. It's probably going to be just like, it'll be fine. But I mean, like literally nothing happened. Like nothing happened in this episode. And I thought it was so hilarious. So,
yep. Well, that's Dallas for you, honey. And now it is time to go, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Crappens On Demand. Those are who are here. And just remember, as you move forward in life and you don't know what to do, be a hostess.
Be a hostess. Be a hostess. Be a hostess.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Saboni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie,
she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.